Welcome to Life 365 with me, Lacey Lee Elliott. Sundays, the conversation is all around automotive. I am super excited today to be joined by a friend and fellow Pisces, Katie. And Katie, I'm not even going to try to say your last name because I will butcher it. So
that's totally cool.
Katie is here with me on Life 365. You might have read some of her blogs on my blog post or seen some of her fabulous comments on social media. She's been working with me as well, and we have been trying to create fit-driven women, so I'm super excited to have you here. Katie, what I would love for you to do is introduce yourself. Please use your last name. And I want to talk to you today about what you do for work.
Awesome. Okay, so I am Katie Smolowski, which is difficult to say, and the first name is spelled differently as well. I always say because my parents thought that the last name wasn't bad enough. So I guess to start, for work, I'm an automotive and motorsport aerodynamicist. And so I work for an engineering firm that's up here in Markham, Ontario. And I basically started the CFD group, which is computational fluid dynamics.
Sorry, so, can you say that again? Computational fluid dynamics?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, and what exactly is that?
So that's a fancy way of saying it's a virtual wind tunnel. So basically, you've seen in car commercials where they put a vehicle in a wind tunnel and they have the smoke going over it and they're testing it to see how aerodynamically efficient it is. Well, we can actually do that now using lots of different computers. So I basically went to school for engineering and race car aerodynamics and learned how to do all of that computationally rather than actually having to take a car and put it into a wind tunnel.
And I think that I want to interrupt you because I think that is amazing on so many levels. And you're an engineer, you're super smart, but you went to school for engineering on race car aerodynamics. And I wonder how many people out there realize that is a real job. That job exists. And how fucking fantastic is that, that is your job?
Right. I mean, it's, I guess in North America and specifically in Canada, it's quite rare because really in North America, if you wanted that job, you'd probably have to go live in Indianapolis or Charlotte and work for a NASCAR team or an IndyCar team. But the long story is I really thought I wanted to work in Formula One. So I did this degree over in England, which is the mecca of where all of the sort of motorsport and race car people go to school and then want to work. But I realized I didn't want to live in England and I really wanted to come home. So I was lucky enough that the company I was working for, which is the one I'm still working for, offered me the job in England. And I said, well, actually, I'd really like to come home. And they said, no problem, you can start in Canada. So that's what I did.
That's pretty amazing. So I know we've talked about this as I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years, but can you tell the people listening what does a day in your job look like? Like when you go into work Monday to Friday, what exactly do you do every day?
So it varies. And I think that's why I really liked what I got into specifically with this company, because every day, every project is different. But let's say we have a really big car program on the go. And so it probably lasts, 2 to 3 years. But on any given day, I come into the office, like most people, check my email, make sure there's no fires, emergencies that need to be put out. And basically, I mean, now I have a team, so I'm really lucky. I'm surrounded by super smart people that support me and help me with all the simulation work that we do. But essentially, I help to manage a lot of the programs on the aerodynamic side. But sort of before I got to that position, I was specifically actually preparing all of the geometry, getting it ready to run in the simulations, and then actually reviewing all of that data, putting it into a presentation, sharing those things with the customer. So actually recording to a lot of different people on a daily basis. So not just my direct management and the VPs of engineering, but also for big global car companies or race teams, I would often be interfacing with them as customers and trying to support them in all the goals they're trying to achieve.
That sounds, one, massively just huge. And knowing what I know or knew before I met you about cars and what goes into the design and the engineering, and then listening to some of your stories and knowing what you do, it still amazes me the time, the effort, and even on a bigger note with what you do, I guess the science and the actual science and engineering that manufacturers are putting into vehicles to find the perfect anything, when it, like you said, with aerodynamics, like what is going into work and what they're putting in. And that's really at the end of the day, what you're working on creating for your customers, right?
Well, definitely. And that's just one facet. Like, I mean, a couple years of my life and the people that I work with putting into just the, I say just, even though I think it's a big part of the car, but looking at the stability and the aerodynamics and the performance and the downforce and the lap time of whatever car you're working on is just one facet. There's a whole other team doing the suspension, the kinematics, the packaging, the engine. You know, like there's so many things that go into a big engineering project like this that once you really do get into the details and seeing everybody's different area of expertise, really need to work well as a team in a global company.
Well, and it makes a lot of sense. And I think, you know, you're right. You kind of hit the nail on the head when you said you used the term you're just, but it's funny because it is just your small piece, but all of those small pieces come together to create a car, which I know a lot of consumers definitely take things like that for advantage, and they don't understand. You know, someone had asked me recently, and you actually might be a better person to answer this question, but someone had asked me really how important a rear spoiler on a car is, like, because I had said it doesn't just look good, it actually serves a purpose too. So that would be something you would work on. So how would you explain to someone exactly what that rear spoiler can do for your vehicle other than just look good?
It's a really cool question because I actually have a lot of experience with things like that, both on road cars and race cars. And the really interesting thing about working in motorsport before really getting into some of the road car work is that we use the racetrack, we use motorsports as a test bed because we're really pushing the limits of performance, and we're really able to test things in real time and a lot quicker than you would be able to test on a road car, which is something that has to go through all of these rigorous regulations before it's ever put into the market. So the really interesting thing, especially if you look at some of the sports cars that are out there right now, so if you look at something like the Mustang, like the 350R has this really cool wing on the back. If you look at Camaro, it has a spoiler on the rear. If you look at some other different sports cars, you might see a sharp edge along the rear deck. Yeah. And although that might seem like just a very cool styling cue, it's actually there to serve a stability purpose. So that essentially generates downforce on the rear axle. And usually it's put there because the front axle has a little bit too much downforce. And so you put something on the rear to balance it out. And believe it or not, even in a customer car, like the ones I've mentioned, you as a driver will feel the difference. So without the spoiler, without the wing on the rear, it might feel really unstable. The car's going to want to kind of turn in the rear a lot more easily than would be comfortable for anybody. So we actually design those specific components in conjunction with other engineers who are involved in design and who are really in tune with what will look good on a car. We provide the engineering back end to say, okay, this is what we need from a stability point of view. This is actually the function that is required for it. So it's very cool because it's a form meets function kind of holistic problem that we get to solve.
100%. And I love that you said the form meets function, because what I've learned over the years of being in this industry. And as a girl, and I'm not afraid to admit it, I will look at something like a spoiler and say, oh, that looks so sharp or so aggressive. And knowing that there are so many aspects to the vehicle that, yeah, they might look good, but they do serve an incredibly amazing function to how that vehicle actually drives and performs when you're behind the wheel. And most people just take it for granted. You get into a car and you turn it on and it goes. And a lot of people don't realize how much work actually goes into making it perform better. And something I'm really glad, I've always appreciated our conversations because you always make things easy for me to understand. And what I never thought of was what you said is the mention of the balance and the rear spoiler creating the balance on that axle. And that, yeah, that makes so much sense as to why a car would feel a lot more balanced and stable when driving it with the spoiler. So thank you, because I've just learned something again from you today. It's great.
Well, you're welcome. Awesome.
Cool. Well, Katie, that's kind of all I have for you today, but I know I'm going to have you back because not only are we Pisces and we're awesome women, but we do share a lot of things in common. So I want to have some more conversations with you about some automotive things, and I'm going to have you back another day. We're going to talk about some fitness and inspiration and stuff. So thanks for chatting with me today, and I look forward to having you back.
Me too. Thank you for having me as well.